Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix, and you can learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness in the U.S. economy, the world economy, and within each of us for all things of an economic and financial nature, and to do so under grace. We do this by opening ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity, who we are, to be the instruments of peace. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm guided to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 130. Trust your inner guidance. Welcome divine wisdom to merge with your reasoning. Trust your inner guidance. Welcome divine wisdom to merge with your reasoning. This is a powerful message, one we often take for granted. Trust is to have that firm belief in the honesty, reliability of another. And usually when we're talking about this level of trust, that trust of faith, to believe a level of conviction, as in faith and acceptance of trustworthiness of another, we're really speaking usually of this unquestioning belief, and that is especially in God. And that's what today's message is all about. To trust as in a level of confidence where there's absolute truth, knowingness, and we simply believe. There's no questions. We know. We know from the inside out. Because we are told to trust your inner guidance. And we know inner being in within you, that truth that resides inside of you versus what other people say outside of you. You know, those man-made sources, whether they come from another human being, unless you're discerning they are speaking higher truth. We're speaking about what you read in the newspaper, what you hear on the news, on TV, in the radio. That inner guidance, this truth that resonates as from your heart self, your higher self, your indwelling spirit. It goes by so many names, even your intuition, because belief at this highest level, and we're speaking divine wisdom, oftentimes is also equated to one's higher self, as in intuition. And what is guidance? We're talking about that inner guidance, that direction, leadership, that your higher self, inner voice, is directing you, pointing out the way. And that's literally what this guidance, the word guidance, means. Pointing out, leading the way. And we're told, how do you accept, how do you know, how do you act on trusting your inner guidance? Well, if you want higher results from your higher guidance, then you welcome this divine voice. You welcome it as you would. Literally, the word welcome means to welcome a guest. You welcome this higher voice, this inner knowing, this voice of not reason, the voice of your angels, if you will, that bubbles up inside of you. You welcome it with a glad and open, free heart. You receive with pleasure. You can't go inside expecting to connect with your higher self and do it in a mechanical, rote way. This is a free, open, pleasurable self. You do it with an expectancy of all good. You are an open, free, loving, inviting heart versus going through the motions and let's try and see if this will work. It doesn't work that way. Won't happen. Divine, literally Latin for God, of, like, and from God. And when I think of God, I think of good. And right there in Webster's, it says supreme good. This is holy. This is that spirit, that inner guidance. Holy meaning sacred and vice versa. Divine. We're welcoming divine, that which is of God, for your and is of supreme good, into your being, into your awareness. Wisdom, we're welcoming divine wisdom, meaning wise, good judgment, knowledge. I want you to distinguish that from the word that's coming up in this message, reasoning. This is judgment. This is all-knowing versus thinking. Huge difference. Because we are told to welcome divine wisdom, to merge with your reasoning. Reasoning is thinking. That's not necessarily knowing. That's figuring out. That's coming up with an explanation that makes sense. And you know, divine wisdom doesn't always make sense. And that's a clue right there. As a human being, our thinking faculty wants to make things make sense. We rationalize, we draw conclusions. We want to oftentimes make a round peg fit into a square hole or vice versa. We kind of pull it, twist it to make sense. But divine wisdom is all-knowing. It may not make sense in a rational way, but it is all-knowing. It is wise. It knows what we cannot begin to know from a rational, earthly perspective, because it comes from a different place. Supreme good, this all-knowing, divine wisdom, this quality of being wise, which is not necessarily a human faculty. A human literal faculty is that of making sense of things versus knowing. And when we are truly aligned with our higher guidance, we are aligned with a knowingness which freely accepts and speaks and acts on truth that doesn't necessarily make sense from a human physical perspective. And when we do this, when we allow ourselves to merge, we're asked to merge divine wisdom, the all-knowing, all-good, wise judgment, quality, truth, to merge with our reasoning, our thinking, making sense of things, drawing conclusions, ability. To merge is to make them one. So they lose the identity. At some point, we do not know, was it our thinking? Was it God speaking? They merge, so the true identity becomes one. It's absorbed. It's combined. And we are guided, we are told, really, to welcome this divine wisdom, to merge, allow it to happen. So we are not so concerned with our thinking, or did we get it from God? We live from this place of oneness, which is not said in the message, but that's what happens. We merge into oneness. We live, speak, act, think, and feel from oneness. When we truly believe, we trust this indwelling spirit. Because when we are living from this place, we are one. We have combined mind, body, spirit, and we are one. They have merged, and the clear identity is no longer visible or even important. So today's message, trust your inner guidance. Welcome divine wisdom to merge with your reasoning. So I welcome you now, I invite you now to join me to become one with your inner guidance. Go inside as we go into our meditation. Allow yourself with a wide open heart, a heart that's filled with joy. Breathe into your heart center. imagine yourself right now in the most playful place you can remember. A place where you felt complete ease, joy, one laugh or smile after another, such peace. Imagine this place in your mind's eye and just breathe yourself right there again. Feel that joy. See yourself smiling from the inside out, laughing pure joy, not laughing at anyone, laughing with the whole sense of being again. Doesn't matter when it happened. It could have been yesterday, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, from another lifetime. Just be one with that moment again. Feel yourself there. Perhaps it's a scene where it's just you, yourself, and God. And you feel complete joy. Any place, bring it back. Allow yourself to be there again. From this place, with this spirit, breathe into your heart center. Simple, deep, long breaths. And with each breath, see the inside of your being smile that much wider. Feel that joy just wash over you like the most gentle summer rain shower. And as it falls, you feel this tingling feeling inside. It's delightful, filled with happiness. All is well. It seems like everything is sparkling in the sunshine as the rain falls ever so gently. You flow ever so gently inside, part of this rain shower. It's warm and chilly at the same time. And you come closer and closer to this light inside. Allowing this light to warm you up from the inside out. Allowing yourself to merge with this pulsating light inside of you. Breathe into this light. This light has a message for you. This is another part of you, the part we all seek, God inside of us. Allow yourself to be embraced by this light. Feel the warmth as you allow yourself to simply surrender to this light. Surrender to this light inside of you. Notice the color. Be one with this color. Whatever color it is perfect for you right now. Breathe into this color. Feel this color expand in you. Becoming wider and wider, brighter and brighter. Feel this light, this pure divine energy, radiating from your heart center to every cell and atom of your being. Just like the sun rays outside or the moon outside. See and feel all the rays inside of you radiating through you now. Feel the warmth. Feel this glow. Feel the perfection of this moment. Know, dear ones, that you are being touched by the divine, the all-healing and knowing power of the intelligence of the universe that resides in you, in me, in us. Simply a reflection of the universal life force, God force, creative force, that is you right now. Some may call it the Holy Spirit. Do not get caught up in names. Simply know that you are one with this divine inner guidance now. Feel it. Know it. Believe it. Trust it now. As you open yourself even wider to receive its truth, its health, its wellness for you now. Simply flow through every fiber of your being, filling it with divine wisdom. Perhaps focus on a part of your physical being where you would like greater wellness. If all things were possible, you would like greater wellness now. Focus this divine light inside on this place inside of you. This issue, this condition, this physical place. Allow yourself to receive. Totally trust as you shine this light, this creative life force, this universal intelligence, the ultimate healer, on you now. Simply focus your attention fully with a trusting heart on this space now. See and feel and know God's healing energy is here now, doing God's work through you now. See and feel 90 billion megahertz of this God radiant healing light shining in and through you now, on you now, pulsating in this specific space now. Cleansing it as it raises the vibration and leaves in the space God's energy now. Feel and know this truth. Unquestioningly, allow God to do the work through you. Believe with childlike innocence as you would believe with all your heart, your mother, father, God. as you see this light flowing to you, penetrating you, cleansing and leaving in its space pure God essence. Breathe into this space. Be one with this higher truth that all is well. All is well. Right now, right here, this perfect moment, now. And you are healed now under grace. And all you do is open your heart, open your mind, believe, know it is true. Allow it to be. And thank your higher self, your God self, the Creator, for this perfect healing now. And allow it to happen. God works in God's time. It may be instant. It may be a day or two. Be one with this truth. Know it is true. Unquestioningly. Act as if it is. Allow it to happen in God's time. Now come back to your heart center. See this light again, pulsating inside of you. Know this is a place of divine wisdom, and you may call on your higher self, your God self at any time. Simply come back to this place. And if you have a question, you may go a step further right now. See this pulsating light inside of you as an indwelling spirit, a wellspring of infinite knowingness, here for you always, to share your right next steps. Simply drop your question with complete faith into this wellspring now. From a what or how perspective, never why, how or what, or when. With complete belief. Or simply ask, what would you like me to know now? See this light inside grow stronger with your question. Listen for the gentle voice, sweet, almost fleeting voice. Simple couple of words. Perhaps an image will come to mind. Be thankful. Be grateful. And now, dear ones, it's time to come back, to take this inner wisdom back into your everyday life, to act on it now. Know it is your truth right now. To live from this place with a loving heart, a trusting heart, allowing your thinking self to remember this inner guidance and find your way to act from it. Merge the two as one and step forward. Speak, act, be from this place. Breathe into this light. Feel its sunshine on you again. The warmth and peace. As you come back into the daylight or go off into your dreams, feeling the tingling, gentle summer rain shower, cleansing and healing you again, bringing you back to your higher place in this physical plane, renewed, one with the divine. Feel the tingling in your fingertips. Welcome that. Simply wiggle yourself back and in your toes. Wiggle them back till you feel yourself grounded again. The top of your head, gently sway your neck back and forth. As if you are a bowl of jello, simply coming back and getting steady again. Ah. Breathe to this awareness that you are one with your divine self, with your true being. You are one with God, the Creator, now and always. I bless you and thank you for your willingness to be again and again. We call on Carla now to anchor this knowingness within us now.
Let there be divine wisdom, peace, harmony, prosperity, and balance. Let there be holy light, shalom.
God bless. Namaste. Abundant blessings.